Hello, this is Shibu Cherian and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our third journey together. Today is August the 12th and our Bible reading portion is from the book of Jeremiah chapter 16 to 18. Can we forsake the worldly pleasures to obey God? We read in Jeremiah chapter 16 verses 1 to 4 like this. The word of the Lord also came to me saying, you shall not take a wife, nor shall you have sons or daughters in this place. For thus says the Lord concerning the sons and daughters who are born in this place, and concerning their mothers who bore them, and their fathers who begot them in this land. They shall die gruesome deaths. They shall not be lamented, nor shall they be buried, but they shall be like refuse on the face of the earth. They shall be consumed by the sword and by famine, and their corpses shall be meat for the birds of heaven and for the beasts of the earth. The theme of Jeremiah's life is revealed in the next two chapters, 16 and 17, as a message of God to his people of Israel comes through a series of events in the life of the prophet. The prophet Jeremiah was specifically forbidden by God to ever marry or have children of his own in the light of the coming judgment from God and the impending destruction that would follow thereafter. In the face of the horrible specter of death, destruction and deportation, Jeremiah was neither to marry nor to grieve for the objects of God's righteous judgment. A catastrophe was soon coming upon the families of Israel in which both the parents and children would die horrible deaths. The Bible scholars are of the opinion that Jeremiah was the only man in the Bible who was specifically forbidden by God to marry and have children. Why did God deny the prophet this family relationship that was cherished by all Israelites? It was to demonstrate that the impending doom through God's judgment would disrupt all normal relationships. The prophet's single lifestyle was to be made an object lesson and a message to the people of the horrors to come. It would be better not to bring children into the world so they would not experience those tragedies. Jeremiah was also forbidden from either mourning or feasting because death would be so widespread and this calamity would be Lord's doing. Like the prophet Jeremiah, can we also forsake the worldly pleasures to obey God and do His will? This is what God expects from us, and He has made it abundantly clear through His word for us today. Do not love the world or the things in this world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but it is of the world. And the world is passing away and the lust of it, but he who does the will of God abides forever.